Welcome to Local SEO Today, a weekly podcast dedicated to business owners that cover topics in search engine optimization, advertising mediums, sales and marketing strategies, best practices, and latest trends in the digital marketing landscape. Brought to you by Roger Murphy and John Vong of Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada.
Welcome to Local SEO Today. I'm Roger Murphy.
And I'm John Vong.
We want to welcome you to our podcast today. John, we want to talk about business-to-business industries. There's obviously business-to-consumer industries, but this one we want to talk about, it's all over North America, but you've got business-to-business where we want to get sales, and now those sales mean you need strategy. So let's talk about those strategies.
Yeah, and I think we're going to touch on a couple of them, that because we are a business-to-business company ourselves, and we know what has been working and what hasn't been working. Mm-hmm. But the difference between B2B versus B2C is you don't need as many clients mm-hmm. to be successful, yeah. right? The price point is typically higher. Mm-hmm. However, the volume is a lot lower than B2C.
Sure.
Margins are a lot lower in B2C, but there's a lot more volume, mm-hmm. right?
And with B2B, it could be recurring on a regular basis. We have exactly. many clients that are in this industry ourselves, and it's a regular, whether it's the product itself or whether it's the maintenance afterwards.
Exactly.
So it's, you're in the industry, that's why you're watching this today. Let's talk about some of these strategies.
And acquiring a new customer, there's a long lifetime value of a customer, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So the first thing I want to talk about is when you ever get a lead from a B2B, mm-hmm. Prospect,
yes.
you really need to follow up on that lead
yeah.
because you know they don't come often, but when they do come, you got to nourish that.
That's right. It could be a sense of urgency. You never know why they're reaching out to you, but you can't just let it sit there in your inbox, so to speak, or your contact form. The idea is be super prompt, to have your sales staff or your technical staff or whomever reach out as quick as possible to show how important that lead or how important they are to you.
Yeah, so be as proactive as possible. Mm-hmm. Don't wait, right?
Exactly.
And follow up as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Email, call, whatever it may be.
Yep.
Have multiple touch points, mm-hmm. right? But make sure you don't lose that because mm-hmm. it's probably time sensitive.
Sure. Right? And those leads sort of step into this next topic, but it's about content and about content marketing. It's about information that you as a business owner are going to put out into the marketplace to generate these leads. So first off, don't ignore the leads, but now how to get these leads.
Yeah, so filling that funnel, right? So mm. writing content for the purpose of your ideal customers, mm. right? So your prospects. So there's a couple places that you can write content. You can either write it on your own website or you can contribute content on other people's websites, mm-hmm. right? So the key here is positioning yourself as the leader or expert in your industry.
Thought leader, industry leader, expert in your industry. Yeah.
And there's different types of ways to create content. Mm-hmm. So depending on, because we're talking about B2B mm-hmm. lead, is it informational content? Is it transactional content?
Technical content?
Is it navigational content? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to figure out who you're talking to and write for the purpose of your ideal customers, mm-hmm. right? And maybe it is to just build a funnel. Mm-hmm. So as much information as possible,
yeah.
the who is, how is, you know, guides out there. Mm-hmm. Once you position yourself as the expert leader, then you write content for trying to get people to do that transaction.
Right? Exactly. And in that content, what you're talking about is what your unique selling proposition is or what your unique product is. Because really, in business to business, John, it's really how to improve the bottom line for a business, how to improve efficiencies, how to either maybe increase revenues, but also cut costs. All these things, what you want to do as a business owner in this space, business B2B, is find out and then really educate them on why your product will help them out.
Yeah, so content marketing becomes so vital mm-hmm. in the B2B world because people will invest a lot of time reading mm-hmm. and doing research before they reach out to someone,
sure.
right? You've probably met all their check marks mm-hmm. on, you know, you have a great website, you have good content, they like the management, they like your story, they like some of the reviews, they've liked some of the testimonials, case studies, mm-hmm. and then by the time they actually call you, they're already 50% sold, right? So then it's your job to convert them based on price or whatever. Like, you know, you're already so close, right? They're already reaching out to you. So make sure that funnel of content marketing can be very effective for your business.
And those funnels, you know, they come from all over. It could be, again, John, trade shows, but it could also be something that is less and less popular, but that means there's less clutter, and it's even direct mail pieces. Yes. Print personally addressed information being mailed out.
Yeah, it's not common today.
Yeah.
We hardly get it ourselves, but that means you're probably going to open it when you do get it.
That's it. Personally addressed mail. Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people have kind of, you know, moved away from that, just maybe because of the cost and time, right? Postage a lot more expensive than a typical email, right? Or a newsletter online. So, you know, you have to think about ways that are different to stand out, right? You may want to go after traditional means such as newspapers or even magazines, right?
Trade magazines, sure.
Associations, right? You never know. You just have to try it. So, you know, whatever is best for you may be different than someone else in your industry that may work, right?
But the key is in this outreach is you've got to have a compelling offer, story, or information about what you're bringing to potentially to this business. It can't just be a flyer saying, you know, call today and get 20% off. It has to be of some sort of value to them.
Yeah, and try to personalize as much as possible. Speak to that ideal customer of yours and prospect, right? Because ultimately what you want them to do is have that call to action. Engage with you in hopes that they are interested at that time, right? The last thing that we want to talk about is really never forget about search engine optimization or SEO, because again, B2B, there's less competition, right? However, it's such an effective way to generate leads.
Exactly.
Especially if you currently have an in-house team of salespeople. So if you're doing some sort of telemarketing or you have outbound salespeople out there right now, imagine if you had a website optimized working for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. People who are interested and ready to buy reach out to you. And whenever they're ready, you have a very high conversion rate.
Exactly. And it should be mentioned that we're really speaking about the Google experience. And the Google experience is across really North America, that nine or over nine out of 10 of us use it for personal and for business uses. So you as a B2B person, don't underestimate that. In fact, your clients are searching Google themselves. You might think, oh no, people wouldn't use Google for my type of industry service. We see John all the time on the Google search tools, the industrial applications, the searches that are going on. It is, people use Google for every type of industry.
Yeah, and even if you don't believe in search engine optimization, try Google Ads. See if that works for you. If there is an opportunity to generate leads and it pays off, you know your margins, you know your costs. If it pays off and you like the quality of leads coming from digital search engines, then maybe invest in search engine optimization, because that's really to build your authority,
right?
You become the trusted expert and hopefully generate a lot more leads and more visibility coming from Google, right?
And a lot of B2B industries say, well, it's a relationship sale for us. It's so few and far between that we know who we're going after. But the reality is that this SEO could very well start a relationship with somebody that had an emergency, or they were unhappy with who they're working with, or their sales rep got, you know, transferred out again, and you never know why they're out there looking. But this idea of being there when they're ready to buy, in fact, it could just open a new relationship for you.
And it's all visibility, right? Like, you're missing out if you're not there. There's millions of people searching all the time.
Minute by minute, services.
But if you're not there, they're going somewhere else. Exactly. So you lost that deal.
And right? It's a very easy calculation to say, what's the value of one customer? If I could get one more customer a month, or if I could get two, this SEO thing would be very powerful for your business.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, great. Well, thanks a lot, Roger.
John, thank you for your input on this B2B industry. It's a fantastic industry, and I hope you got a few ideas out of this today. And we'll see you again.
Thank you.
At Local SEO Today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Please subscribe.